And welcome to the Mike Sevilla Radio Program, episode 335 for Thursday, May 14, 2015. Check out more information for me at drmikesevilla.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up in just a few minutes will be a very delightful conversation with Dr. Wanda Feiler, who is the American Academy of Family Physicians President-elect. And what we'll be talking about is her recent appearance today on the Dr. Oz Show. That's right, that Dr. Oz. So when I put those two people together, Dr. Wanda Feiler and Dr. Oz, especially my friends who are family physicians, what is your first gut reaction to that? I know it was my gut reaction, too. I kind of cringed a little bit, saying, what is up with that? I will have my own thoughts on this following our interview. But just to keep that in mind in your head. And Dr. Feiler wanted to come on this show, come on this program, come on this podcast to share her story about how this opportunity came up to be on the show, why she chose to share the family medicine story on that show. And it will be a fascinating conversation. Hopefully it will start some dialogue out there with our members in the American Academy of Family Physicians, primary care in general, and in the public in general. But think of those thoughts right now. What are your thoughts knowing that our good friend Dr. Feiler went on the Dr. Oz show today? So we will just get right into it here. We're going to take a quick break, and after the break will be the president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians, Dr. Wanda Feiler. You're listening to the Mike Sevilla Radio Program right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, check me out at drmikesevilla.com, and we'll be right back. Back. I am very excited. On the line with me is someone who I've wanted to talk to on the show for a long time. The president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians, Dr. Wanda Feiler, is here. Wanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's absolutely my pleasure. I'm excited we've finally been having a chance to do this.
Great. So the reason you're on today is we're going to be talking about your recent appearance on the Dr. Oz show, and I know there's going to be a lot of discussion about that, and I know that you have some reasons about why you chose that venue to share the family medicine story. But let's kind of back up a little bit. How did this opportunity kind of avail itself to you in the first place?
Well, Mike, I was actually, it started out back in January. I was at a meeting in Phoenix, and I got a phone call from one of my colleagues in Pennsylvania who said that he was giving a lecture at another meeting, and the folks from Dr. Oz approached him and said, we're trying to get in touch with the American Academy of Family Physicians. We'd like to have them come on to our show to talk about family medicine. And so behind the scenes, our folks started having a conversation with his contact people. And then lo and behold, on Good Friday, I was at home and was absolutely chaos day at my house. They were ripping out my kitchen cabinets and the dogs were barking and my cell phone rang. And I thought, who is this? And I answered the phone and he said, hi, this is Mehmet Oz. So, you know, just what you need when there's all chaos breaking loose. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I've actually known the man peripherally probably for about 10 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think I mentioned to you that I, in the past, that I'd done television for about 18 years on our local NBC affiliate. in Pennsylvania. And so 1 year before he went national, he came to our community, and I emceed a program with him with about 1,600 people in the audience. And we had a nice conversation at the time. And then I talked to him a few years ago around some work that I was doing around violence issues and trying to look at the health impacts of that. So it wasn't completely out of the blue that he would call me, you know, because I knew him. But it said to me, Wanda, we'd like you to be on our show, and what do you think about that?
So what was kind of your initial kind of reaction to that? You know, I mean, being asked by, you know, the host himself to come on and share the family medicine story. What was your kind of initial gut reaction to that?
Well, to be honest with you, it was mixed. I think that the part of me that understands the power of the media to get our message out felt like it was a great opportunity. He's the number one talk show in daytime television. He has an audience of close to 2 million people a day. And my suspicion was that many of them don't really understand family medicine or the value of primary care in this country. And I thought, you know, what a great opportunity to kind of tell our story. And here he is inviting us. There was another part of me as a physician that knew that this is sort of a double-edged sword. And I said to him, I said, I need you to understand that a lot of my members, family physicians in this country, spend an awful lot of valuable face-to-face time with patients trying to undo some of the messages that you've delivered.
Exactly.
And so they're not sure why, they might not be sure why I'd want to do this. And he said, I hear you, Wanda. He said, I understand. He said, and it's never my intent to make their job harder. And I realize that we've done that. He said, so we need to try to fix that so that doesn't keep happening. And so I think I got a sense that he was very sincere. I also recognize that as a family physician, our job frequently is to talk to people where they're starting their healthcare journey. And in his audience of 1.8 or 2 million people, many of them probably have not heard the family medicine message. They don't understand why it's so critically important for them to have a family physician. And that seemed to me to be, you know, the same part of me as a family physician that takes care of a lot of people at different stages of life. I thought this was an opportunity that we probably need to avail ourselves of.
No, I mean, and as you know, Wanda, I mean, you know, we all follow the news, and he hasn't had the kind of the best news cycle in the past few weeks. And our members, you know, especially me, you know, call him out on a lot of things, you know, like nutritional and diet products and certain guests on a show and that type of thing. Did those concerns come up and were those addressed with him or with his producers before you came on the show?
They were very much, we didn't talk about it on the air, as you might imagine, and a lot of this was taped actually before that all happened, but it's not new. This is just, it's been more prevalent recently. But we did have a conversation with them. We got some agreements from them that they won't hawk any products on the day of the show. They gave us the opportunity to look at the whole lineup. In fact, he said to me, he said, what I do is a balance between entertainment and health education. And he said, and sometimes we probably tip too far. And then what I remember, because it struck me as kind of amusing, he said, well, I promise you that we won't have the segment before or after you be any dancing bears.
Okay.
And so I said, okay, well, good. And then he said to me, he said, I've got a bunch of topics coming, a bunch of themed shows coming up. He said, does one or another resonate for you? And one of his shows was on fear. And I said, I'll take that one. And I have to admit, our folks back at headquarters said, you chose the fear show? which was pretty funny, actually. I said, yes, because I would like to be able to talk to people, to the American public, who's afraid to go to the doctor, and how family medicine is approachable, that we're trained to look at the whole person, that we're trained to think of you not only as a diagnosis, but who you are within the context of your family and your community, and really to help people trying to overcome some of that fear. And that's the segment that we did. It was about a 7-minute segment that has just aired.
My guest on the line is the president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians, Dr. Wanda Filer. And you know, Wanda, I want to be like you when I grow up. I'm very jealous of all the media work that you've done, it's been very exciting for me just to kind of like review a lot of this stuff. And people get curious about, you know, how a television show works, and thanks for clarifying that you were not on the entire hour. It was just a small 7-minute segment. So as you kind of prepped for this show, how did you prepare for this? What kind of topics I mean, you're probably such a pro that you didn't need much prep at all getting ready for this show.
Well, believe it or not, Mike, the way that I prepped was I went back and I watched the Senate hearings where Senator McCaskill sort of outed him on some of his product stuff, and I watched his reactions. I needed to find my own comfort level with doing this. I know that I can tell the family medicine message, and I know that I can tell it to his audience that really I think would benefit from hearing it, but I needed to find my own ethical comfort level with it, because there was a risk and a benefit to this. And then when we got to the show, I think what really made it personal for me was he had a studio audience, and I, you know, as we're family physicians, we love people, and so it's always nice to have this large group of people in the room. And he had talked to a couple of women who self-identified that it had been quite a long time since they'd seen a family physician. And so he started the segment by saying to these three women in the audience, "When is the last time you saw a family physician?" One of them said 2 years. One of them said 3 years. The next one said 11 years. And for me, that really resonated, that this is a woman who, you know, we could be beneficial, I think, for her if she's open to that idea. And so after the show, I walked up to her off camera. At least I hope it was off camera. I walked up to her, and you know when you immediately connect with someone?
Yes.
And that's what it felt like for me with her. And I said to her, "How can I help you? I'd like to be able to," and this was just the two of us quietly talking. I said, "I'd like to be able to help you find a family physician. Would you like me to do that?" She said, "I would love to have you do that." And so as recently as last week, I had a conversation. Through the help of the New York Academy, I was able to identify a family physician in this woman's area of the state who everybody described as an absolutely great person. I called that physician and shared with her exactly how this whole thing unfolded. She said, "I would be honored to take care of her." And then I called the lady back and I said, "This is the name of someone. She's right across the bridge from you. Would you be willing to see her?" She said, "Well, I have to admit I'm scared, but how did you find her name?" And I walked her through the process. She said, "I'll do it." She said, "I can't tell you how much this means to me." And then she said, "Can I call you back later and let you know how it went?" And I said, "I'd really like that because I'd like to have some peace of mind and know that you're in good hands." And so if nothing else, I know that I may not have... Not all 2 million people may get that message, but one of them hopefully has been connected to one of our colleagues and will be in a better direction on her journey for health.
See, that's a great story. You know, people may have seen you know that segment already. You know, obviously not the after part, but it sounds like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you know, that the interview itself or the discussion or the chat itself was fair as far as what you guys talked about. And if you could share a little bit, Wanda, just with my audience here, you know, the family medicine story that you shared on that show and the points that you emphasized during those 7 minutes.
Well, I talked to Dr. Oz about the importance of having a family physician, someone who knows who you are, who knows what your dreams are, who knows what your goals and your aspirations are. And as you know, Mike, sometimes it's not about what we do for people. Sometimes it's as important about what we don't do. And, you know, when we need to hold back on things and help them and be reassuring and have a relationship with who that person is. And then Dr. Oz and I had spoken ahead of time, what are the three things that I would like patients to, you know, be ready for when they're coming into a visit? And so one of them was know your family history. And I talked about the importance, especially of first-degree relatives. And if you have the chance to sit down around the table, even if you're a family that doesn't normally do this, have a conversation information and find out what your parents, your siblings, and your children, get a sense of what their health challenges are, because that might be something that's going to be in your future, and maybe as a physician, you and I as a patient can figure out how we can change that path for you and put you on a different trajectory. The second thing I talked about was medications, and not only bringing all your medications in a bag, but also any supplements or vitamins or anything else you're taking on a regular basis for whatever reason, because it helps me to go through them, and as I know you probably have the same experience, but also asking people to know what the names of their medications are, that it's really important that they know why they're taking them and how they're supposed to be taking them, at which point a little humor got injected into the whole segment. Because in the midst of trying to come up with an example for him, I used an example, of course, of a little blue pill.
No, you planned that, didn't you? Come on.
No, I'm sitting there, and somebody said to me later, yeah, those marketing people got to you in that little blue pill. But the audience, first of all, I saw Dr. Oz's face, and he looked a little bit taken aback. And then I'm looking at him thinking, why is he making that? Why does he look like that? And then I heard the audience laugh, and I realized, oh, you shouldn't have said blue.
Oh, that's too funny. You're a pro. You know what you're doing
hysterical.
There. That's hilarious. I'm looking
at you. It was hilarious. I leaned back to the audience, and I said, not necessarily that blue pill. Well, then they all busted up laughing again.
I'll have to rewind and see that.
Yeah,
so.
It was very funny. And then, we ended with, again, why you want to have a family physician and how this having a person who's a usual source of care, and that's in this country is predominantly a family physician, why that plus having health insurance makes all the difference in this country to helping people be healthy. Those are the two most identifiable things that help people be healthy. So a family physician and having health insurance can mean the world and the difference between life and death for someone.
Now, from your point of view, Wanda, when you're talking to the audience or when you're talking to Dr. Oz, I mean, did you get a sense of how much that message was connecting with the audience? And was there time after the taping there for people to ask you questions or wasn't? How was it from your point of view telling our story to that audience?
We didn't have time afterward, really, because they were doing a whole series of segments kind of back-to-back, and they were clearly on a tight production schedule. But I did have a chance afterward as I was leaving. The audience was also leaving, and so people were coming up making really nice comments and a couple of questions here and there. But mostly what it was, I think my sense was that the audience completely understood the message. And so for that, to me, was sort of said, okay, we did a good job. We were able to help people understand what we were talking about. And the other thing that, and I don't know if I shared this with you, Mike, but we went after the show. They have a web thing that they do, and I can't tell you the name of it, but they get millions and millions of people a month who look at this web piece. And
wow.
So I was able to pick about three questions, and we went on to, and I answered them, basically what is a family physician, talked about residency training and how if you're, if you're a pediatrician, for instance, you do 3 years in pediatrics. If you're an internist, 3 years in internal medicine, family medicine, we do 3 years in family medicine. And our training is specific to full scope and the kind of chronic disease, but also doing deliveries. And I got a chance to talk about that on his show as well, trying to kind of give people a sense of both the broad scope, but also the depth of what we care for, with a big focus on wellness and prevention.
My guest on the line is my good friend, Dr. Wanda Filer, the president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. And Wanda, why don't we just dive into kind of this controversy that I think people will talk about. As you were kind of in your head working through this kind of risk-benefit ratio of making an appearance and being interviewed on this show, can you take me a little bit through the thought process on you choosing to appear on the Dr. Oz Show?
Certainly. And I think the first thing I had to do is I had to find my own comfort level with it. So I went and looked at the internet and watched the Senate hearings. I actually went back and frankly, when I'm in the office, I don't have time to watch the Dr. Oz Show. So I watched a couple of shows. and I saw what some of the concern is, and I certainly know I hear it in the office. But I also took a look at some of the demographic information of his viewers and some of the, you know, who are his viewers? And what I realized that these are people who are patients that we care for as family physicians. We care for America, and these are our people. His viewers are patients that, and if they're not seeing a family physician, many of them might really be helped by doing so. And we certainly want to reach people wherever they are in their healthcare journey. And so whether you're watching Dr. Oz or whether you are uninsured or fully insured, whether you're homeless, whether you're the CEO of a company, we take care of you because that's who we are. Then I went back to the folks at our headquarters, and we had a real, believe me, a very robust discussion about whether we should or shouldn't do this. From credibility issues, from risk, and from my perspective, you know, we work with media calls all the time. We dealt with this pretty much like other media calls, except maybe thought it through a little bit more. I do a lot of media calls, whether they're radio or newspaper or magazines. And the other thing, honestly, is we do a lot of work talking to legislators about improving the health of this nation. And some of those legislators do things that I'm not real thrilled with, but we meet people where they are. And that really ultimately became the philosophy of why we said, we're going to do this. This is the opportunity to tell our message to almost 2 million people who may not otherwise have the chance. And that's, in many ways, it felt like an obligation.
And sometimes, we tell our story to people who, you know, obviously, you know, may not agree with what we're saying, or maybe not even know, and this is potentially an audience that may not have been reached by any other kind of communication vehicle from the academy or from family medicine in general. And a very, very unique opportunity. But I do understand, you know, from a member standpoint, that members are going to have questions about this. But it is kind of a risk benefit type of ratio, and sometimes you do have to take a risk to potentially deliver your message because you know everybody's not going to get it just from what we usually do,
right.
So your kind of thoughts on that?
Well, it felt to me like what I guess I would describe as a crack in time. This was an opportunity, and I would hope that for family physicians in the country who watch it or who hear about it and they're up in arms, to go and watch the segment. And I have a feeling they'll have a better comfort level. And if I can have one patient walk into their family physician and say, hey, I better understand who you are now and what we're here to do, then that's worth it to me. And then the ability to connect one of his viewing audience, the woman who had not seen a physician for probably a dozen years, and find someone who will be her partner in her care, they can be a team to keep her healthy, that's what we're all about as family physicians. We try to reach people and at their starting point and help them along the way. I had a chance to, you know, in the segment to talk about how we're not there to pass judgment. If we say to you, do this or don't do that, it's not because we're passing judgment. It's because we're giving you health advice. And because we'd like to think that, hey, you may not want to go out and have a million sex partners. I'm a bit of hyperbole here, but because these are real risky for you, but let's talk a little bit about your self-esteem and how do we help you feel better about yourself and make better choices. And that's not judgment. That's advice, and that's caring, and that's trying to keep you healthy, and that's what family medicine is all about.
And I would call it leadership. We've been through some leadership meetings recently, and sometimes you have to think outside the box and look for unique type of solutions to problems that we may not think about, and people may disagree with. But sometimes you just have to take that risk and go for it, and and see what happens. And from your story there, Wanda, I mean, you did able to connect one person with a family physician. And, you know, is that enough? I mean, I think it is. And this person may not have been connected any other way. And I love that you shared that story. And I know that, you know, we have a lot of members out there that have stories like that, who talk to audiences or talk to people in their communities or at the state level or at the national level who may not agree completely, but they do want to share our story out there, because that's something that we really need to do.
Right. And I think this was an opportunity to do that. And at the same time, if we have an opportunity to help Dr. Oz figure out how to kind of pull his message to a more evidence-based side, and I actually do think he and I, as I said, had a forthright conversation, I think that's one of the spillover benefits of this. If we make them recognize that some of these things you say take away valuable face-to-face time in the office, that we have a lot of work to get done on behalf of patients, then that's another added bonus to the whole thing. But I thank you for your observation on leadership. It is definitely a stick-your-neck-out time, and I think in terms of the health of this country, it's not a time that we can be safe. People deserve better care in this country, and they deserve our resources to be spent more wisely, and we're not doing a good job of that in healthcare in the last few years. And so it's time to re-strengthen our health system back to family medicine, back to primary care, like the rest of the world who gets better care has been doing.
And before I let you go, Wanda, I just want to let the audience know that you've written an essay or a blog post that will appear on the AAFP website. I believe the AAFP Leader Voices blog. You can get there by going to AAFP.org, and I believe that'll be up on Friday, May 15, at AAFP.org, and that will share more of your story, kind of reflecting on our conversation here. So before I let you go, Wanda, any closing thoughts for our audience about your appearance there or about family medicine or anything else that you'd like to close up our conversation with today?
Well, the first thing, Mike, I want to do is tell you that you said earlier that you were envious of my media career. I want you to know I am thrilled with what you're doing. You have an opportunity to help educate this country and help people get to better health. And we're all family physicians, and that's what we do. We reach people where they are, and you are the shining example of that. Your leadership is pretty solid on this one too, I have to admit. And it for me, it embodies family medicine all the way around, and helps America to get healthier, and that's what we're all about.
And for people to get more information, people can go to AAFP.org. People can go to familydoctor.org to get more information about the American Academy of Family Physicians. Wanda, thank you so much for the time. I know you have a very busy schedule. I appreciate you squeezing me in and sharing your story and sharing this conversation. Thank you so much for the time today.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
And we will be right back with more conversations right after this.
And welcome back to the Mike Civilla Radio Program. Get more information at drmikecivilla.com. Also, AAFP.org. Thanks again to my guest, Dr. Wanda Filer, the president-elect of the American Academy of Family Physicians. And, I have to stand behind her on this, kids. I think it was something very brave that she did. I think she's going to take some heat for it. She's going to take some criticism for it. But I see it as an opportunity to reach out to a crowd of people, to a segment of people whom I think we would not have reached any other way. I don't think that it is an endorsement of the bad stuff that this guy does. I think that it takes a brave person. It takes a brave specialty. It takes people to think outside of the box to try to get your message out there. You know, it's very very few times where you go to a crowd that supports you that you have to change their minds. Sometimes you have to go to people, you have to talk to people, you have to dialogue with people who either disagree with you or who are indifferent or who don't even know who you are. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people, a lot of my friends, a lot of my colleagues, a lot of people that I know who are probably going to be take a negative bent, a negative point of view toward this. But the only thing that I ask is that, you know, before you criticize, you know, watch that 7 minutes. You know, watch the segment. Watch the segment before you lay judgment. You watch the segment and separate that segment out and say, hey, you know, what was the family medicine story portrayed fairly? Was the family medicine story portrayed accurately? If you take out, you know, that host of that TV show and put in another host there, is that a message that can resonate in different television shows, on different radio programs, on different podcasts, on different YouTube videos? You know, are there things or are there lessons that can be learned for organizations like the Health is Primary campaign? You know, of course, you're telling the same message. But, you know, until you, you know, try to think outside the box, until you can rock the boat a little bit, how do you know how well you're communicating? So I applaud Dr. Wanda Filer. I applaud the Academy for taking this risk. My prediction, and I could be wrong, is that it's not going to be as bad and as negative as people think. I encourage you to go to AAFP.org and read her essay about why she went on this show, why she will go on any other show, practically, maybe, to tell the same story. That essay will be up at AAFP.org on Friday, May 15, 2015. So think about it. You know, are there lessons that we can learn from this experience? Going to places who may be indifferent toward us, going to places who may disagree with us, you know, not necessarily going to places that love us, to carry our message, to tell the story of family medicine. As many have been saying, including me, we have to tell our story of family medicine. We cannot allow other people to tell our story because it is the wrong story. Before Dr. Filer went on the Dr. Oz show, what do you think the general audience member of that show, how would they describe family medicine? How would they describe a family physician? How would they describe primary care? So hopefully we're able to at least make people aware of who we are and what we do, and try to alleviate some of the myths that are out there having to do with primary care and family medicine. So kudos to Dr. Filer. Kudos to the Academy. I hope that there isn't too much negativity out there. I hope people watch the interview before they give feedback, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Thanks again to Dr. Filer for coming on the show today. Get more information from the Academy at AAFP.org. You can get more information about me at drmikesavilla.com. Also follow me on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and LinkedIn and all that type of stuff. So till next time, kids, this is Dr. Mike Savilla letting you know that family medicine rocks. We'll see you next time.